America weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge, along with Christina Staffo. This is a very special hour of the show. Our guest is psychic, medium, and witch Mark Edichico out of New York City. And we are in the middle of Mark giving me my first, and obviously the most amazing, psychic and medium reading that I've ever had. We're at the part of the conversation where Mark has identified my spirit guard. And he's identified that as my father's uncle who passed away about a decade ago.
Served the Army?
He served, he served in the Army in World War II.
Well, but he survived it, correct?
Yes, he did.
They're showing me sutures. Was he a doctor there? Or a nurse?
He was a medic.
Medic. Because they're showing me sutures and they're showing me gauze. This is actually him that showed me this, because I'm getting, like, the energy to, what's with the three stars?
I think he received awards for being, for bravery, and he was awarded a Purple Heart, and I can remember my father talking about something about stars.
Okay, so this is your dad?
My dad's uncle.
Who's Sigmund?
Sigmund was his brother. Oh my God,
Sigmund! Who's brother?
My father's uncle Carl had a brother named Sigmund, and he is also passed.
He's passed as well.
Yes.
Okay, they're together. They're together on the other side as well.
Okay.
Because I feel as if sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we're believers. Sometimes we're not believers. I think after this conversation,
I'm a believer.
You'll have a little bit more, you know.
No, I'll tell you right now. We never talked about this before we went on the air. I never talked to you before. For you to pull that name, Sigmund.
I don't even know your last name.
No, you don't. You don't. And for you to know that, I tell you what, I am a believer. You know your stuff, and you have an amazing ability.
Oh, I'm so happy
right now.
You just blew Ed's mind. Let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
This is amazing, because I told him, I said, I have a guy. He is 100% legit. He knows his stuff. He is not like, you know, because I'm sure there's frauds and stuff out there.
Of course.
He is not it. I said, he is 100% a psychic medium with ability. Like, he knows what's going on. And I was kind of giving him a little bit of personal detail about what we spoke about in my reading, and he was like, we got to have him on.
Wow.
This is amazing.
This is more
Told
than
you.
Amazing.
Told
this
you.
Is downright incredible. Oh, my.
So
this is, Mark, I'm telling you, you literally blew my mind.
Can we do me briefly?
You.
Yes.
Can we do me briefly?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, Scorpio.
Scorpio, Christina. Okay. Okay, I don't know which one this is coming in for.
Okay.
Okay. They're showing me the Ziggy cartoon. So is this for Christina or is it for?
No, Sigmund's, and everybody called Sigmund Ziggy. That's what his nickname was. No, I'm not. I am not kidding. No, I am not. Oh my God. Because whenever my father would talk about that uncle, it would be Uncle Ziggy. He had Uncle Carl and Uncle Ziggy. Oh, my
Uncle
God.
Ziggy. I got to write this down. It's got to go in my book. I'm in the motions of writing a book.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but of course, we would change the names and all that stuff. But they show, that's why it's like people come to me all the time and say, you know, can my friend sit in on the reading? Usually I don't allow it, because sometimes I'll be reading you, and something for Christina could pop in.
Okay.
And it kind of, like, confuses me a little bit
with the
readings. But it seems to be working out okay right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we're such a good combination.
Yeah,
that's
now
why.
We're a good combo.
Exactly. You guys, you click. Now, you guys have worked together before this.
We've worked in the same location for about 6 years. We've been working on this project together for about 6 months to a year.
Okay. This project is definitely coming in a positive way. Christina, with you, a lot of stuff with relationships are coming up as well.
Okay.
Now, it was your dad who passed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. again, I get that he's coming through to me. And again, he talks about, and it doesn't mean just because you and I talk about this that you have to do it. But he talks to me about the forgiveness, and he wants, when a soul passes, they actually see how they treated us or how they interacted with us through the person's eyes. So it's almost as if he's looking for forgiveness. Doesn't mean you have to do it. You do it on your own time. You grieve on your own time. Mm-hmm. And I tell this to everybody. I say, listen, I'm not God. I'm not a doctor. I'm an underpaid psychologist. You know, I have no degrees. This is just a vessel and a gift that I was blessed with. But I get a lot of relationships, and you've been doing a lot of hard work. So I don't know if your workload, Christina, mm-hmm. has gotten more.
Yes.
But it's going to work out in the long run, because they keep showing me gold and purple light around you. Gold and purple light is the color of, and it may sound weird or egotistical, but have you been either been getting recognized more or been asked to do more on the show?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like, and we may have spoken about this in a private reading, forgive me for not remembering.
No, it's okay.
But I feel as if there's going to be that project and that start for you, because I keep getting movement with you. Mm-hmm. There's lots of positive movement with you. And by Christmas, too, relationship-wise, too, I feel like it's going to be a whole new energy for you, a whole new set of holidays. The holidays in the past, you know what? Listen, I got the New York edge, so I could say it.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of weren't the best.
Right.
These are going to get better. The set of holidays coming up are really going to open up a lot more for you. Now, your parents, they weren't together?
No.
When your dad passed?
No.
But he's still telling me that your mother was the love of his life. No matter what happened and what went down, they were supposed to get together to make the children. You have other siblings
no,
as well?
No, just me.
Just you?
You know, it's so funny that you say that, because in the end of my father's life, he started reaching out to my mom, and he was saying things like that, like, the best times of my life are with you. I regret everything. I still love you. And my mom in the past has said, you know, if the only reason why I got together with your dad was to have you, then that was an okay reason.
That was enough.
That was it.
Yeah, because what I get is that you were actually supposed to come into this world. And what happens is the universe puts people together to bring the DNA together. And we just got out of the Mercury retrograde. And real quick, Mercury retrograde, you know, a lot of people don't know about it. It's 3 weeks of hell.
Oh, is it?
Everything.
Okay.
Yeah, everything just goes haywire.
Mm. Interesting.
So we just basically came out of it. So if things, even with the project, kind of was a little haywire or delayed, or it wasn't going as fast as you wanted it to, and it just doesn't have to be that project. It could have been other projects as well. That was because astrologically, the planet Mercury was off kilter.
Okay.
Who has the connection to the mailman?
I do.
They call me mail.
Carl was a mailman.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you.
Carl really wants to come through
oh
today.
Oh, my God. Carl was a mailman for years and years.
He wants to come through today because he tells me. He goes, so he gives the family signs and symbols, but what better, you know, sign and symbol than today?
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
This is amazing.
Getting validation from him that he's actually there.
Unbelievable. I did not expect this.
I'm not an early person. I woke up about a half hour ago.
See that?
So I was hoping my voice didn't sound like Kathleen Turner.
No.
No, you sound great. You sound great.
Wow. This has been downright amazing. I mean, you have quite a gift, my friend. I mean, and the way that you communicate what you are seeing and feeling is just downright amazing. I am a true believer.
And people,
thank you.
People can, do you do phone readings?
I love to do in-person readings, but if a person was too far, absolutely, you know, I would do a phone reading because I feel that we need to share, you know, the ability and the gift.
You have an amazing gift, my friend. Let me,
Thank you.
If someone wants to learn more about you.
Well, you can go on my website at www.practicalmagic, and it's just like it's just like it's spelled. It's P R A C T I C A L M A G I C K shop shoppe dot net.
Once again, he is a very gifted man, Mark Etichico. Thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
Pleasure.
It is, the pleasure was ours. Stay with us. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.